wouldn't I? I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't I. So good, so good. I got you.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Friday, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I always have this image of James Brown shuffling across the stage when he sings this song.
Great way to start the morning.
It's a great way to start the morning, to start Friday. And we have a special guest. We have Dr. Ben McMillan here with the Neal Clinic. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Meg. Thanks again for having me on today.
I'm so glad you're here. I always love hearing about what's happening with the Neal Clinic. It's a new year. Folks probably, I don't know, you get to holidays, you're busy, you're wrapping presents, you're moving stuff around, and you're hanging ornaments, and you got to go out on the roof, and you're doing the lights and the Christmas. I suspect a few people might be waking up with some aches and pains
in
January.
Goodness. Yeah, I thought, you know, initially the holiday times would be really slow, everybody would be doing holiday stuff, and they are, and it turns out that's a very busy time for us. Everybody's... Mm-hmm. Like you said, up on ladders, up on roofs, you know, cleaning just, more, and it causes some backaches and pains.
No doubt about it. Well, tell us about the Neal Clinic, who you are, where you're located, and how you can help people.
Yeah, again, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan. I'm a chiropractor and the owner of the Neal Clinic. We're located over on Creighton Road. I'm here this morning to talk about how chiropractic care can help you move better, feel better, and live better. And that's what we do every day at the clinic. Today, I'm going to help you make sense of three things that come up every single day in our office. You know, first, how to tell whether your pain is more likely a muscle strain, a disc issue, or is it nerve irritation? And then second, what our approach looks like in this step-by-step plan. And then third, what are three things that, you know, quietly sabotage that recovery, even when you feel like you're doing everything right? But first, if you're tuning in and listening with us this morning, and you've got a question you've always wanted an answer to, send us a text message with your questions, and I'll answer as many of those as I can get to on the show this morning. Meg, what's the number that they can send those messages into?
850-437-1620. You can text that in, and I'll be happy to let Dr. Ben McMillan answer your questions for you, or if you have a comment, too. We'd love to hear from you this morning.
Yeah, it's always great when you guys participate in the show, and I'll answer as many of those as I can get to. All right, so let's start with the most common question I hear in the clinic. Doc, is this just a pulled muscle, or is this something worse? Is there something else going on? And, you know, the truth is most back pain and neck pain isn't really that dangerous, but it can still be very disruptive. And different patterns respond better to different strategies. So if you know the pattern, then you'll stop wasting your time on these random remedies that you may come across. So again, is this just a pulled muscle, or is it something worse? You know, let's start with that one. The soft tissue, the muscle strain, you know, this is often, I tweaked my back story, right? You bent, you lifted, you slept wrong, did a lot of yard work. You were putting away the Christmas decorations up in the attic, had a long day on your feet. You know, this pain is usually more localized. You know, it can feel sore, tight or achy is typically the way people describe these sensations. And it's typically worse with certain movements. But oftentimes it improves with, you know, some gentle movements and a little bit of time. You know, using those ice packs, some of the anti-inflammatory strategies that we talk about on the clinic. And what people notice oftentimes is that stiffness or soreness, it sometimes feels like the back is, you know, guarding or in muscle spasm. That's what is really the differentiation and pattern for those muscle strain injuries. The second thing we see a lot of is that joint pain. You know, are these the joints in the back that are moving and they're not moving the right way? And that's when these patients, they feel like it's stuck or there's this sharp pain in certain positions. Oftentimes it's worse a lot when you stand up out of a chair or you roll over in bed and you get that sharp pain in your back, or maybe twisting can cause that a lot too. It feels like a hinge that's maybe not moving correctly. That's that joint dysfunction. And again, what people notice with that one are those specific movements, that sense of restriction, like I just can't bend forward or backward. You know, when I try and twist to the side, I just can't go that far right now, and I get that sharp pain. And that's one of those ones where when we restore that motion, you know, everything feels so much better. And the third pattern is that disc or nerve irritation. And this is often the one that people get a little concerned about when they start to hear, oh man, I've got an irritated nerve or I've got this disc herniation. And that's the one that often causes the most confusion. When the disc and nearby nerve tissues get irritated, those symptoms often travel. And in your lower back, they're going to feel pain down their leg. Or if it's in the neck, it's going to radiate into the arms and hands. And these nerve sensations can come in a couple different varieties of feelings or sensations. It can be numb, like maybe you have like a thick pair of pants on and you're trying to touch your leg, but you're not wearing that thick pair of pants. So you touch one leg and you can't feel the same like you do on the other side. Or maybe it's tingling, like, you know, if you sit on your hand too long and you get that tingling sensation in your hand, you can have that sensation down the back of your leg or the side or into the calf. It can feel like it's burning. It can feel like an electrical shock sensation. That's often a predictable pattern when we've got nerve irritation or a disc irritation. And what people notice that those symptoms get worse if they have to sit for a long time, oftentimes driving. Bending forward, a big one to differentiate these is, you know, do you have pain coughing or sneezing? You know, typically sneezing and coughing, uncomfortable, but not, you know, necessarily painful. But these guys, if they have that disc herniation, they almost want to go to their knees, you know, when you have that cough or sneeze. That's a pretty good sign that we're dealing with a disc injury in the back or the neck. And again, with those symptoms that travel, you know, into the arm or into the leg, again, that's another good sign that we're dealing with a disc irritation or a nerve root irritation. Now, I want to be careful here because that radiating pain doesn't mean disaster, but it's a signal that you should be evaluated so you're not guessing it. What is this? What should I be doing? How is this going to get better? You know, I see it all the time. People do the I'm just going to wait and see plan.
I think that's called denial.
Yeah. And it's very common. Like, I'm just going to wait this out. This will get better. And oftentimes it does not. It typically worsens if you're not doing those right things. And that's why we kind of differentiate between those patterns. You know, what exactly is causing this? And then that really comes into play when, how are we going to treat this? What's the plan of care for these patients? Because those all look a little different. So again, if your symptoms are localized and clearly improving week to week, you know, you might be fine with just conservative self-care. But if you're having that pain that travels, that numbness, that tingling, or these, you know, repeated flare-ups, is this something that happens, you know, once or twice a month? Has this been going on for a while? Or if you're modifying your life around the problem, you know, you're driving less, you're avoiding exercise, you're not getting good sleep. You know, that's one of the big ones. If your lifestyle has had to change, if you're putting off going and doing things because of this pain, that's a pretty good sign that you should go and get assessed. And our goal at the Neil Clinic is, number one, to identify that pattern, and number two, to create a treatment plan for you to make sure that you understand the roadmap to recovery, what that's going to look like. So let's talk about that for a minute.
If you just joined us, we have talking with Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neil Clinic. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And as you can clearly tell, he is our expert this morning. All you have to do is text in a question at 850-437-1620. And I do have a text that just came in. If pain changes from hip only to where pain starts to radiate down the front of one leg, is that a serious warning?
It's a warning, sure, yeah. Again, pain can often change, and as pain travels away from the source, all the nerves in your lower back, again, they start in that low back. We've got our brain up at the top. Our spinal cord runs down our spine, and on either side of our spine, the spinal cord exits off of each side in what are called nerve roots. And again, those nerve roots in your neck travel all the way down your arm and into your hands. Those nerve roots in the lower back travel all the way down your legs and into your foot. And as that pain peripheralizes, as it goes away from the source, away from the lower back and down your legs, that's not a good sign. We don't like to see peripheralization of pain. What we're looking for with care is centralization of pain. I would much rather you have, you know, if you come into the clinic with lower back pain and we begin treating and you come in one day with lower back pain and your leg's fine, I get excited. That means this thing's healing. As that pain centralizes and comes into the lower back, that is a good sign. As it starts to travel away farther and farther, again, that's not a good sign. That means it's trending in the wrong direction. So again, it's definitely a sign that we've got a nerve issue going on. You know, if it feels like that pulled muscle, but you didn't go running and pull a hamstring, you didn't do anything to injure a muscle, and you're getting that leg pain, it's probably a nerve in your back that's causing that. And I have to have the conversation, and I show pictures of these nerve roots. I'll have to bring one in next time because it's often confusing. You know, they come in and they say, "Doc, it's my leg that hurts. I don't really feel any discomfort in my lower back." And we start those treatments on their back, and we start talking about, you know, how we're going to take care of their back, but they're confused because pain's in the leg. So those pictures really do a good job of demonstrating why I'm treating the lower back, because if we fix that problem at the root, it's going to fix the symptoms down the leg and they don't come back, because we could treat your leg where you're having the pain over and over and over again, and it's not really going to change it because we haven't addressed the source of the problem. And that's why, you know, pictures and that conversation about what is causing this, how are we going to fix it? That's why I spend so much time in that consultation, to make sure you understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. And visual, you know, representation of that stuff really helps drive it home for me, at least. I like to see things. It makes it make a lot more sense.
If someone wanted to come in for a consultation, what would they need to do?
Give Janet a call, 850-479-2700, and tell her you want to set up your consultation with Dr. McMillan. There's no charge for the consultation. We'll verify all your insurance benefits, or if you don't have insurance. And that just gives me an opportunity to spend the time with you and determine, is your case even a chiropractic case? I'll talk about one that I saw just yesterday. A lady came in with leg pain coming down the side of her leg, and it was not a nerve. It was something called IT band syndrome. And, you know, it's unusual when you go to a chiropractor. And I told her, look, this is not an adjustment thing. I don't think you need to get chiropractic adjustments. We could do them, but I don't think it's going to help your condition in your leg. I really recommended some physical therapy exercises for her and massage therapy. Massage therapy and chiropractic care go really, really well hand in hand. We're starting to treat the muscles around those joints, because with some of these joint injuries, those muscles get really tight and guarded, and that can, you know, limit how effective the chiropractic adjustments are. And massage therapy is just a great thing for all of us. You know, we do these repetitive postures, these repetitive motions again and again. And that's why some muscles get tighter on one side more than the other. And it's a great tool. And again, it's unusual when you go to the chiropractor and I say, no, we're not going to adjust you, but I don't think that would have helped her. So again, sometimes leg pain is not always a nerve irritation. And that's what we spend time going through, her history, what is causing this. And make sure she has an understanding of what her symptoms are, because that's the biggest thing. Because again, if she came in with leg pain, I said, oh, it's just coming from your lower back, we could have treated that all day and never made any progress with her case, because it's just this IT band going down the outside of her leg that's really tight and we need to get that loosened up.
Well, that's a real testament to your evaluation, because you're being honest with your clients and you're not saying, yeah, let's try this just so that you can make the money. Yeah. Basically, you're saying to her, this may not help you, but here's what you can do. And that's really unique these days, to be honest with you.
Well, in the medical world is so confusing.
Yes.
You know, you don't get to spend a lot of time with the doctors. You're not really sure, am I in the right place? Am I doing the right things? And again, if we're not evaluating what the problem is and addressing the symptoms, again, we could have adjusted her back over and over again and we would never have seen a change. And that's why we spend that time in the consultation. There's specific questions, specific orthopedic tests that really give me a better idea and representation of what your specific issue is. And sometimes it's not even anything we can handle in the clinic. You know, sometimes it is, yeah, I've got hip pain and maybe you need a hip replacement. You know,
right.
That happens from time to time. It's, mm-hmm. You know, you get that hip pain and it's a labral issue and we need to get that hip replaced and then the pain gets better. I refer patients out to orthopedic doctors, you know, for those kind of evaluations. If it's not something that I think I can help you with in the clinic, I'll get you to the right type of doctor. And again, there's no charge for the consultation. Again, that's my time to really evaluate and make sure it's something that I think I can help you with. And if it's not, I'll tell you what type of doctor you need to go to. We'll write the referrals for you to get you headed in the right direction.
Well, I think it's great, too, that you can help someone, as you said, get to the source, because the symptom may not be the source. And
yeah,
that's very powerful. That's so true. I've had that with neck pain, shoulder pain. I might have some pain radiating down my arm. It's not my arm. It's something happening in my neck.
Yeah. It's and again, that's part of the medical world. It's so confusing because some of these things, you know, oh, it's this arm issue. It's just my shoulder. It's not coming from your shoulder. And and again, it's very interesting to see, you know, the lights go off in the patient's head when we start looking at some of the pictures, some of the charts. God forbid I have to draw something from time to time. not a great artist, but, you know, I'll do my best. But anything we can do to, you know, thankfully we've got computers all over the clinic and, you know, using pictures or charts and diagrams to really show them what is causing this really helps with the understanding, because patient education is another big part of what we do and why I really enjoy coming up here, because that's one of the big things. If you understand what's going on, you understand the treatment plan and why we're doing these different things, I get so much better results and buy-in with, you know, the stretches and exercises and why to use heat, ice instead of heat, why to sleep this way instead of just saying, hey, you know, sleep with this pillow between your legs, here's your ice pack, I'll see you next week.
Yeah, good luck.
And, if we explain the why that ice is going to decrease that inflammatory response in your back instead of using that heating pad, I know this is a tough time of year to get those ice packs out. It's cold out right now. But they do a really good job, and that's, you know, being able to have the time blocked off to answer your questions. Patients love that time, and it really helps with the outcome of their treatments.
We hear so much about inflammation, mm-hmm. and I think that's what you're talking about too, is being able to reduce that.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, a big part of the medical world, if you go in to see, you know, urgent care for these kind of things, you're going to leave with two prescriptions and a trip to the pharmacy. They're going to give you a muscle relaxer and some sort of anti-inflammatory, a prednisone, a meloxicam, mm-hmm. because they're trying to decrease that inflammation. The unfortunate part about those is there's a lot of side effects for the medications. It's not something you want to take for a long time, you know, and the good news for, you know, physical medicine like chiropractic care, there's very little side effects for the therapies that we use. You know, there's not very many things that can go wrong when you're using the ice pack if you're using it properly. The one thing I will say about the ice packs is make sure you're taking a break. If I tell people ice is good, some people say, oh, I'll just keep an ice pack on my back all day.
More is not necessarily better.
Don't do that. That's how you can get frostbite or freezer burn on your skin, on the area where you're applying it. So make sure you're taking breaks. The ice packs we use at the Neil Clinic, they're clay on the inside, they're fabric on the outside. I give one out to all my patients because I need them to use them. But they don't get that cold by design. They don't stay that cold by design. Versus if you're using one of those ice packs that are designed for lunch boxes that get really hard, you know, those things are meant to stay frozen for quite a while. And again, you can get frostbite or freezer burn if you're using it over, you know, 10 or 15 minutes, much longer than that. You can actually do some damage, and that's not ideal either. One other thing that I wanted to address that kind of stops people from getting help is that fear of going to the chiropractor, that fear of the twisting, the cracking, or being forced into something that they may not feel as safe or might feel like is, you know, they're apprehensive. A lot of people have avoided chiropractic care because they think it's going to be a little too aggressive. In our clinic, that care is specific and it's measured. You know, for many patients, we use instrument-assisted adjusting, that activator method that I've talked about, because it's controlled, it's gentle, and it's very targeted. The goal from those chiropractic manipulations is not that popping or cracking noise in your joints. What the goal is to restore function and proper joint mobility. And we have to kind of understand that respecting those tissues that around that area that are already irritated, that are already inflamed, and not using too much force, especially initially, because that can sometimes cause further irritation. You know, and when someone's in pain, there's usually a few components happening all at once. It's that irritation, inflammation, altered movement, and then that muscle spasm and that muscle guarding. So here's how we kind of think about our tools. First, that chiropractic adjustment. Again, we're using those targeted joint manipulations to help restore that joint mobility. That's a big part of it, you know, to improve motion and reduce the mechanical stress on those joints, which helps the body move normally. Again, these patients that come in with those joint restrictions, sometimes they come in kind of walking crooked, or they don't want to take a full step because that, you know, moving wrong causes that sharp pain, and they're trying to stay away from that. And as we get that joint moving the right way, that sensitivity drops and the pain feels much, much better. The second tool we use every day at the clinic is that class 4 laser. You know, and whether the injury is a strained muscle or an irritated tendon or a ligament, or it's inflamed tissue around that joint or those nerves, again, your body has that inflammatory response to start to repair. But if that inflammatory response often stays high or it keeps getting re-triggered, that pain can persist and movement gets guarded. Those muscles get tight. You find it harder to bend or lift. And that laser therapy is one way that we can support that calming down process to reduce that inflammation, to speed up the healing so you can move better, you can sleep better, you can, you know, drive to and from work without all that pain while your tissue's healing. You know, from a patient standpoint, you know, when we start talking about laser therapy, people get a little nervous, but what it feels like is this gentle warmth in that area. You know, it's a laser. It's not part of the adjusting. There's no force to it. It's something we use when that area is very sensitive, very inflamed, because it's an easy way to integrate that into their plan. You know, how do we decide clinically if the laser belongs in your treatment or not? You know, are your symptoms suggesting there's active inflammation or that soft tissue irritation? Is that area, when I press on your back, is it really, really tender or sensitive to touch or movement? And are you in that phase where our priority is to reduce that sensitivity, or is this already getting better and we just need to get those joints moving the right way? And, you know, we can accomplish that through just the adjusting and using some ice packs at home. That's kind of how we determine, do we use laser in your case or do we not need to do that therapy? You know, because it really is, you know, sure, we could do it for every single one of our patients, but it might not help the treatment plan if it really is just a joint issue.
It looks like we do have a text that just came in. This is Pep Talk, if you just joined us, talking with Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neal Clinic. And the text is a pretty simple question. Do you take insurance?
Yeah, we were just talking about that
before the show started.
Getting on the air. Yes, almost every insurance policy or every insurance company has some level of chiropractic benefits. Even Medicare covers chiropractic because they know how effective it can be for helping those patients. The best way to determine if your specific insurance policy has coverage, just go online, neilclinic.com, fill out the new patient paperwork and include your insurance information in that. And our insurance specialist will verify your benefits. That way, during your consultation, they'll be able to look up and see what I'm recommending for your care. And they'll come back and talk about what your insurance coverage looks like, what's covered, what may not be covered. You know, it's the beginning of the year. Deductibles have reset. Do you have to meet that deductible? Do you have a copay? You know, insurance policies are all slightly different, but I'm in network with a lot of insurance companies and all of them have coverage.
850-437-1620. Another text just came in for you. Can a chiropractor help with plantar fasciitis?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. We got a patient that's running a 5K this weekend.
Oh my goodness.
And she was, you know, having debilitating pain in her foot. Plantar fasciitis is an issue with the bottom of the foot. The plantar fascia becomes very, very tight and it's very uncomfortable. And first making sure that it actually is plantar fasciitis that we're dealing with is step one, because again, you can get pain in the foot. You can get numbness in the foot from different things. So making sure that that's what it is. Oftentimes that plantar fasciitis is that first step in the morning is very uncomfortable. That's a good way to kind of tell we're on the right track with that. And we use that laser therapy again to treat plantar fasciitis all the time. We got her ready to go do her race. I hope
that's great.
I mean, a little cold this weekend, but yeah, I mean, she wasn't able to run at all and now she's doing way better.
Okay, we got another text for you. This is an interesting question. My ears feel as if I'm underwater. Can you help with that?
That's an interesting one. You know, sometimes that fullness in the ear is associated with dizziness and vertigo. Sometimes that's simply just, you know, you need some antihistamines. You know, there's fluid in there. Is it an ear infection? Is there pain? What exactly is going on? You know, it can be anything from earwax. It can be fullness from a nerve issue. That's one that it will take a little more, you know, I'll have a few more questions as far as the symptoms that you're having and what have you tried so far? You know, did you go see the ENT or is it, you know, how long has it been going on? I'd have a few more questions before I'd be able to tell. But again, it's why we spend time in the consultation. If I think you need to see the ENT or if you've tried, you know, some over-the-counter Claritin, things like that, sometimes that clears it up pretty easily.
Okay, we are just about out of time. So how can folks get in touch with you? And we've had a couple of questions more. Yeah. I'd recommend to our listeners, go ahead and get that consultation.
Again, Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neal Clinic. Our phone number is 850-479-2700. Give me a call if you want my opinion on if chiropractic care can help you. You can find us online at neilclinic.com as well, nealclinic.com. Thanks again, Meg, for having me on the Pensacola Expert panel this morning.
So great to have you here, Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neal Clinic. If we didn't get to your questions, I'm sorry, but save them for the next time. This is Pep Talk.